We have a new segment on the show this week called our artist interviews. So we have our local artist correspondent Ryan with us this week to introduce our first interview of the semester. Yay! How you doing, Ryan?
Honestly, I'm just vibing at this point. Listening to some great music. I've just been dancing in the studio and just having a great time.
Absolutely. It's a party in here. We're going to keep that party going. Here is that interview with local artist The End, I promise.
Okay, welcome on for interview for New Music Monday. I'm here with
E, but I go by The End, I promise. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. So, who are you?
So my name is Elijah. I make music. I just say artist whenever people ask what kind of music I make, just because if I say rapper, they're gonna expect all rap, but really I sing and kind of do a mix of both, I guess, like real melodic kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I've heard some of your tracks and they're got a lot of singing on them, I like personally.
Yeah. So cool. The main track that I put out earlier this year, it was more like a February, I kind of wanted it to be like a Valentine's vibe, so it was Emotions, and that's the one I performed at Make Music Normal. So there was that one, and that was honestly my first time ever making a song like that, and so the reaction was really good, and I like expressing myself, so I'm like, oh, like if people like that style of music and I can express that emotion in that style more and people will like it, then let me continue to check out that path, and then so the most recent song I put out, Pink, that one has a similar vibe where it has the 808s and it's kind of a poppy acoustic guitar kind of vibe too. So
would you throw yourself in the R&B category as well a little bit, or more towards the rap?
I'm not sure, because initially the kind of music that I would make, I would come out with boom bap style,
for sure.
New York rappy kind of vibes.
Yeah,
I would do that, but I've always grown up singing. So then I started, and I've always listened to punk rock, alternative, stuff like that.
For sure.
So I started to kind of blend and incorporate it. And then around that time, it was really trendy to do that, Juice WRLD, Trippie Redd, all these different people. And then so me being an artist, I obviously don't want to seem somebody who's just trying to do what's popular.
Right.
So then I started to try and branch out and do my own thing. And then so now it's just kind of getting to the point where it's my sound is starting to develop more and kind of go into these different kind of lanes. So it's I don't know how to describe it. It's I bounce in different directions to where eventually I think I'm going to balance out and find my own lane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Some of the music comes off one way, but then the other music comes off another,
And yeah.
I think it just comes from me liking a bunch of different styles of music and just kind of just making whatever I feel at the time.
Any new stuff coming soon? New music?
Yeah, so I have a project, an EP that I'm about to put out. I think I'm gonna submit it this weekend. And since I have to go through different stores, they all kind of release at similar times, but different, not on the same day. So I'd say the EP will be out this upcoming week, because I have 4 songs on it. And then I have another song that I'm gonna put out separately around the same time. So 5 songs total are going to be dropping the next week or so.
Okay, cool, man. Lots of new stuff coming.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Where can we find that all?
So it's all going to be on all platforms. So it'll be on Spotify, Apple Music. If you search it on Pandora, it'll be on there. They send it to YouTube. So it'll be everywhere.
Cool,
yeah.
Cool. And The End, I Promise.
The End, I Promise.
Yeah.
No spaces yet.
Yeah.
You have these emotions, I want you to show them to me. You've been broken, I've been broken too. Lately I've been hoping I lose these emotions, but I can't control them, I can't get over you. I'm just saying, didn't wanna feel it cause I know the pain. But you gotta smile like sun and rain, cures me naturally. Stars won't blink cause they wanna see. Beauty like yours only lives in dreams. Feelings like this make me wanna sing. And I know it's because you have these emotions, I want you to show them to me. You've been broken, I've been broken too. Lately I've been hoping I lose these emotions, but I can't control them, can't get over you. I don't understand why I want these.
because you always end up in my dreams, making me forget about the things I think. How love isn't real, but it just might be. Think it's taking over me. I really, really wanna see ya. Really not the one I need ya. Because you have these emotions, I want you to show them to me. You've been broken, I've been broken too.
And then anything that you want the world / ISU to know about you, your music, something coming up.
Yeah, I'll say look out for like performances, because I definitely have a performance that I'm going to be doing in October. And so all of my socials are going to be the End I Promise. So I'm going to be promoting, obviously, on there. And then also, like, when it comes to like pursuing things, don't get too caught up in your head when it comes to like trying to do something that you feel like you might be passionate about if it doesn't seem like super like plausible, because it's one of those things where it's like a lot of things seem a lot bigger in your head than they do in reality. And I feel like a lot of the times when you actually do something and you actually try something, you realize like it wasn't as big of a deal as I was making it seem. And I'm glad that like I took the step forward to try and make music, because I would have never thought to do it. I just did it randomly. And ever since then, I found it. It's like, I can't see myself not doing it now.